This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate Indian space startup Skyroot's Infinity Campus today at 11 a.m. via video conferencing. He will also unveil Skyroot's first orbital rocket, Vikram 1, with capability to launch satellites to orbit. The state-of-the-art facility will have around 2 lakh square feet workspace for designing, developing, integrating and testing multiple launch vehicles with the capacity to build one orbital rocket every month. Skyroot is India's leading private space company founded by Pawan Chandana and Bharat Dhaka, both alumni of Indian Institutes of Technology and former scientists of ISRO turned entrepreneurs. In November 2022, Skyroot launched its suborbital rocket Vikram S, becoming the first Indian private company to launch a rocket to space. President Draupadi Murmu will address the inaugural session of the third edition of the Chanakya Defence Dialogue 2025 or CDD 2025 this morning in New Delhi. The two-day event will bring together national and international experts to deliberate on defence reforms, technological transformation, civil-military integration and India's emerging security priorities in the run-up to Viksit Bharat by 2047. CDD 2025 is being organized under the theme Reform to Transform, Sashakt, Surakshit aur Viksit Bharat. President Draupadi Murmu will be on a two-day visit to Odisha and Uttar Pradesh beginning today. She will address the members of the Odisha Legislative Assembly at Bhubaneswar today. The President will grace the launch ceremony of the Brahma Kumari's annual theme for 2025-26, Meditation for World Unity and Trust, in Lucknow tomorrow. On the same day, the President will grace the closing ceremony of the Diamond Jubilee celebrations of Bharat Scouts and Guides and address its 19th National Jamboree at Lucknow. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will co-chair the third India-Indonesia Defence Ministers Dialogue with Indonesian Defence Minister Shafri Shamsuddin in New Delhi today. In a statement, the Ministry of Defence said the two ministers will review regional security developments, discuss multilateral issues and explore new areas to deepen bilateral defence cooperation. The Unique Identification Authority of India, UIDAI, has deactivated over 2 crore Aadhaar numbers of deceased individuals as part of a nationwide cleanup effort to maintain the continued accuracy of the Aadhaar database. The Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology said that UIDAI sourced this data from Registrar General of India, States and Union Territories. It added that no Aadhaar number is ever reassigned to another individual. The Cabinet approved the scheme to promote manufacturing of sintered rare earth permanent magnets with a financial outlay of 7,280 crore rupees. This first-of-its-kind initiative aims to establish 6,000 metric tons per annum of integrated rare earth permanent magnet manufacturing in the country. Briefing media in New Delhi, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav highlighted that rare earth permanent magnet is one of the strongest types of permanent magnets and are vital for electric vehicles, renewable energy, electronics, aerospace and defence applications. Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed pride at the unveiling of the bust of Dr. Baba Saheb Ambedkar at the UNESCO headquarters in Paris on Constitution Day. In a social media post, the Prime Minister termed it as a fitting tribute to Dr. Ambedkar and his role in the making of the Constitution. He said Dr. Ambedkar's thoughts and ideals give strength and hope to innumerable people. The curtains for this year's India International Trade Fair, IITF, will come down today. The 14-day mega global trade event that commenced at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi on 14th of this month showcased India's rich diversity across its states. Bihar, Maharashtra, Rajasthan and Uttar Pradesh were the partner states for this year's edition, while Jharkhand was the focus state. Ahmedabad has been formally awarded hosting rights of the 2030 Commonwealth Games. The decision was approved by delegates from 74 Commonwealth nations at the General Assembly in Glasgow, United Kingdom. And that is the end of this news bulletin.